What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donnie Football, he tweeted this weekend. Yesterday, in fact. After the Pirates lost, Skeens goes 8, which is a complete game because the Pirates stink. He tweeted out, "When the Pirates inevitably fail Paul Skeens while in Pittsburgh, there will be quite a large contingent of fans following him to his next team, and I'm not sure how many will be left after that." And people were clobbering him for that take. Listen, the Pirates fan base is incredibly loyal. I'm a Pirates fan. We care about this team deeply. You would think that there'd be more apathy for a team that's won 3 times in 30 years. There's not apathy. When they're this bad, it's anger. People are pissed. People are depressed. I have thought about that, though. He put that out there, and it's something that I had recently thought about. When we saw that dude wearing the Paul Skeens Yankees jersey, I was thinking, how many Paul Skeens Dodgers jerseys are we going to see around here? Or Mets jerseys? Mm-hmm.
Red Sox.
Or Cubs. Wherever Paul Skeens winds up going, because there's only like six teams that could actually ultimately afford him, when he becomes a free agent, are people going to support that team around here? And I think the answer is yes. I don't know that there will be zero fans left around after that, or that there'll be more Paul Skeens fans than Pirates fans. But we've seen with like Marc-Andre Fleury, there's always Marc-Andre Fleury jerseys. You know, people really supported Andrew McCutchen when he left. But at that point, I didn't love it. A lot of people were mad about it, but from a baseball standpoint, you could somewhat understand it. Like, and I think people will understand it now with Skeens, but they're not going to have one. And that's the difference between he and Kutch. With Kutch,
good point.
He's an MVP. He has multiple MVP-like seasons. They go to the playoffs 3 times. With Skeens, let's just call it what it is. And we'll get to the Jared Jones thing a little bit later on in the show. We might have seen Jared Jones and Paul Skeens at the height of their powers, the best that either was going to be last year. We're not going to see Jared Jones until 2027, who's a big part of if the Pirates were going to be good, it was Skeens, Jones, Chandler. Well, there ain't going to be no Jones. So if they don't win and then he's gone, yeah, I do think you're going to have a lot of Pirates fans that are going to jump ship and be a fan of whatever team Skeens lands on.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I mean,
I don't know why he was getting killed for it.
I don't either. Like, what were actually like people saying, though? Like, were they?
That it was a laughable take from Donnie, because we've been through much worse. Have we?
The number one player? The number one overall pick?
It happened
arguably
with Bonds,
the best pitcher.
But you know what? Bonds won multiple MVPs.
Right.
And Bonds, they won at least right. with Bonds. Like, that's the difference. You won while Bonds was here. You ain't won now in 2 years with Skeens. You're going to have 3 more? Do we think they're going to win? Like, and it's not just Skeens. That would be the cherry on top. Like, that's the other thing. We can list them. Like, this, to me, this is the worst season that I've ever experienced as a Pirates fan. Like, I remember being at the All-Star game in 2006, and they have all the stats of all the players and the teams rotating on the video board and the standings, And at the All-Star break, the Pirates were 30-60. And yet Freddie Sanchez is on the All-Star team. He was the write-in candidate. He won the batting title, and you had Jason Bay, and it was, you know, you had good players, some good players. But I remember sitting there at 30-60 saying, man, I love baseball so much, and this team has given me nothing. Well, last year, through 107 games, they're in the thick of it. They don't do anywhere near enough at the trade deadline. They stunk the rest of last year. They do nothing this offseason except for bringing, like, Tommy Pham. They've been horrendous on the field. You have the Clemente Surfside deal. You have the Bucko Bricks thing. And now there's been an investigation into that. You have, and I'm not saying this is the Pirates' fault, but you have a man fall 21 feet onto his head on the warning track. That makes national news. You've got an usher that beats somebody, and I don't blame this guy, beats somebody who spit in his face with a belt. You've got Jeff Passan, who is the number one baseball insider, saying, oh, it could make sense for the Pirates to trade Paul Skeens at the deadline. You've got Adam Frazier, who finally he got off the schneid with that home run the other night, but he's having his worst season in Major League Baseball. Guys hurt left and right now. Jared Jones going to need Tommy John, even though he probably should have got it in spring training, and now he pushed it back. He's going to miss all of next year if John Perotta's report is correct. He'll join us at 8 o'clock. Given the fact that they have the best pitcher in baseball, for all this to be going on around, that makes this the least enjoyable Pirate season of my entire life.
I agree.
It's a disaster.
I mean, in all facets, as you just mentioned. And it's not just the on-field product.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the managers. You know, it's not just the front office. It's everything. It's an insane disaster. Disaster.
It's one thing to lose. We've been through that before. But not with the number one pitcher in all of baseball. Right. And then with all the other stuff, it's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
It's embarrassing. Texter, Crowley, love the show, but fans aren't leaving. It's like you quitting on WVU after years of sucking, right? Here's why people would be fed up, though. Like, and I do think there are a lot of analogies to be drawn between the top level of college football and Major League Baseball. There's haves and have-nots, and teams can spend. In like, Ohio State can spend more than Pitt in West Virginia. That's a fact. But I do believe that Pitt and West Virginia, just to name the local schools, who are, I think, on a relatively same tier, they do everything they can within the confines that they can operate in.
Right.
Like, and they try to win.
And they have come close to, or have won. I
mean, yeah, Pitt won an ACC championship a couple of years ago. You know, it wasn't that long ago that West Virginia was winning the Orange Bowl. 2018, they were competing for a Big 12 championship. 2016, they won double-digit games. Right. They're trying, and they're successful relatively often. You know, the Pirates, are they trying? That would be the question. So I think it's a low point. And if and when Skeens leaves, and really it's not an if, when Skeens leaves, how many people are going to go out and buy jerseys of Paul Skeens the Philly or Paul Skeens the Dodger? I think it's a great question from Donnie.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.